Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Are Kate Hudson and Matt Bellamy on the verge of a breakup? They haven't been seen together publicly in months. Sources say she wants to be based out of L.A. He wants to stay in London. But Kate's rep is denying the relationship is in trouble.
Number four.
Former That 70s Show star Danny Masterson and his wife Bijou Phillips had a baby girl on Friday, and nobody even knew she was pregnant. But Danny finally revealed the big news on Instagram Wednesday night, welcoming little Fiona Frances Masterson to the world.
Number three.
Joe Simpson spent his Valentine's Day weekend in South Beach frolicking on the beach and photographing 21-year-old Jonathan Keith writhing on the sand. Now, when Joe realized what people were saying about these two, he tweeted, "The guy in the pics is my modeling client. He was in Miami taking agency meetings. That's it." Now, according to TMZ, 56-year-old Joe has been managing Jonathan for the last 5 months.
Number two.
The cast of Modern Family in Sydney, Australia, filming scenes for a holiday show. And at a party for fans to meet the cast, Sarah Hyland was assaulted by a male fan who asked for a picture and then grabbed her breast. She pushed him away, screaming, "Don't touch me there," before security stepped in and he was arrested. Sarah was so upset she had to leave the party in tears.
Number one.
The Miami Beach police officer who pulled over Justin Bieber for drag racing and driving under the influence, well, he has a bit of a sketchy record. Between 2001 and 2012, Officer Stephen Costner faced 15 charges of misconduct, but he was exonerated 7 of those times. Now, when he pulled Justin over, Officer Costner claimed Justin was racing at speeds between 50 and 60 miles per hour. GPS showed that was not the case. The maximum speed was 27. Now, Justin's attorneys do definitely plan to use all this information to their advantage should this go to trial. And that's your showbiz top five.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.